Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this evening. I give you praise, I give you glory for this wonderful opportunity to come into your presence tonight. Talk to our hearts, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch us. Meet us at the point of our needs, Lord. And may we not leave service, your presence, the same as we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Wonderful. If you notice, you realize that our Wednesday services are solely dedicated to talk about faith. To talk about faith. Because I believe that faith is very, very important. And this Wednesday services too are also dedicated to centers and especially bus centers, so that your weekday meetings, we all meet here together and we fellowship, and then you proceed with your reports and everything. Amen. Now, I've been talking about faith, and I want to continue talking about faith because I realize that for the times that we are living in, it's also times that we need to exercise our faith and do, spiritually speaking, all the right things that we need to do, so that when we come out of this place, this season, we will not come with anything that we don't want to see. Amen. It's anything we don't want to see, because sometimes when you are in some kind of problems, it can easily affect the way you talk, the way you do things, and the way you see things. As soon as this COVID-19 crisis started, I said to myself that whatever happens is going to make this church stronger. It's going to make my life stronger. It's going to make everybody who really want to trust God come out a better person, a strong person. I didn't know how it was going to be. I didn't know we were going to be on lockdown. And I don't even know whether we'll be on lockdown again. But you see, I don't want the situation to determine how I'll become after all is said and done. I want God and myself, through my faith, to determine how I'll become, how you all become, and how we'll all end after all is said and done. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, you have a responsibility, or you have an important role to play in how you become. Hallelujah. You have an important role to determine how you become. Now, this evening, I want you to know that, you see, faith has been given to us to exercise, to use. You see, when you have something, you don't use it, then you don't have it. You have something that is supposed to benefit you, and you don't use it. It means you do not have that thing. It must be as well that you don't have it. Do you get it? So, faith is to be exercised. And it's to be exercised for your help, for your blessing, to meet a need. Hallelujah. Now, the reason for a breakthrough, in your life and miracles in your life will be as a result of faith. Your faith that you have. And you see that, generally speaking, you speak that the people who have faith usually are more prosperous than those who don't have faith. They are all Christians. But the people who have faith and exercise that faith, generally speaking, they end up to be more prosperous. You see, because it is not what you have, but how you also exercise it and how you use it. So when you use it and you exercise it, you come out prosperous. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, one of the reasons why I mentioned what I mentioned even right at the beginning, that I determined how it would be for me after all is said and done, is that the Bible says that life and death lies in the power of the tongue, or in the power of the tongue, and anybody who loves it will eat the fruit of it. So in the exercising of your faith, you will come to see that it's very important what you do, what you say, even what you think. What you think. Hallelujah. So it's so important that you adapt a certain way, and that way is what will mean that you are actually with God. Hallelujah. You are actually with God. And I tell you, the times that we have opportunity to please God most as Christians, the times that we have opportunities to please God most is during times of uncertainties, difficult times, moments that you don't know what to do. Those are the times that you have the opportunity, some of the times, important times, they have the opportunity to please God. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews 10, 38. Hebrews 10, 38. It says that, now, the just shall live by faith. Are you just? Yes. Are you born again?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
The Bible says, you shall live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, on Good Friday, when Bishop preached, led us to pray with this powerful scripture that money, the day that money will fail. You know, it was so powerful. And you realize that, look, a time comes that nothing works apart from God working for you. A time comes that nothing works apart from God working for you. So when they say that the just shall live by faith, it means that you need to live in such a way that whatever happens, you go through. You have your breakthrough. You go through your open doors.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Hallelujah. You know, God is saying that there shouldn't be any time in your life that you draw back from faith. Amen.
Amen.
There shouldn't be any time in your life that you draw back from faith. You should always continue with your faith. Don't give up. Don't get to a point and say, I don't think that. You see, when you get to a point and say, this faith will not work, what they're trying to say that God will not work. Or God cannot work.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Because faith is actually the ability to be able to depend on God. Ability to know that He's with you when you cannot see Him.
Wow.
Ability to say that, even though it is like that, but God has said so. So it is going to come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
So actually, faith is a very special virtue, which has a very important role to play in the life of every Christian. So Hebrews 11:6 also says, Hebrews 11:6 also says, Bible says that, but without faith, and as for faith, the more you hear about faith, the more you grow in your faith. He said, the just shall live by faith. Sorry. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must be that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now you notice that God didn't say that without love, it's impossible to please God. It's also not saying that without holiness, it's impossible to please God. No. It is saying that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen.
Amen.
So you see that faith is something that, last week I said that faith is the beauty that makes you attractive to God.
Yeah.
And that makes God look your way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you are singing, if you're looking for somebody to love you, look my way. Look my way. You see, if you want God to look your way, please him. Just do something by faith. By the time you realize, you are already pleasing God. You will see in Romans chapter 4. You see Romans chapter 4. That Abraham God loved Abraham. And Abraham pleased God. Not because of anything that Abraham had done. Because really, if you were to look at Abraham, we shouldn't say that Abraham was the man who should please God at that time. God is a man, even in all this, he has gone to lie about his wife. He said that my wife is actually my sister. Even though it's half-truth. But he realized that he emphasized on the other side to his advantage. Do you get it? And you know, faith actually doesn't mean, see, people of faith doesn't mean that they also can't, don't have problems and they don't see problems. So they see problems, they have problems, they go through problems. But what happens is that whatever happens, it doesn't shake their faith. Wow. Initial faith, it doesn't shake it. Because again about Abraham, because before I read the verse I want to read, again about Abraham, was it not Abraham who had Ishmael? Or it was Abraham. It was Moses.
No.
Or it was David.
No.
Or it was Peter.
No.
It was Abraham.
Abraham.
And what process did Father Abraham, who the rich man saw, even in hell, he saw him in heaven, and called him Father Abraham in heaven.
Abraham.
Hey, you don't call your father here on earth. It's only here on earth that you make people call you father. Papa. But Abraham was only called father here on earth. Even in heaven. Even in heaven, they were calling him Father Abraham. Where? But this is the man who had Ishmael with Hagar. So you said, but if you really believed God, why did he do that? You will see from there. You see, the scripture makes you to know that deep down in his heart, he didn't really leave his faith. He believed. Just that his weaknesses also came in at one point or the other. Amen. So Abraham wouldn't be your choice if you're taking people who will please God. Abraham will not be your traditional, normal choice. Amen. But he pleased God. And what did Abraham do to please God? What did Abraham do to please God? Is it that he was extra holy? You have seen already that he's not. He told a lie. Yes. But Abraham pleased God in Romans. Let's read Romans chapter 4, 21 and 22. He said that, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is able also to perform. Do you get it? And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness.
Wow.
Mm. So, you see, something was given to him because of an action he took. Because in his heart, he believed God. When he said, move with your family, with your whatever, he moved. In his problems, in his weaknesses, he moved. And so many other things. When he was told that your wife was going to give birth, he believed. That's why Bible didn't say that Sarah Sarah pleased God. But Abraham pleased God.
Wow.
You see, so he believed. And as long as he believed, God was happy with him. Amen. You see, God is impressed with people who believe in him.
Yeah.
That's what I've come to see. He's just impressed.
Beauty.
It's a beauty.
Yeah.
So when I look sometimes at the life of even someone like David, I ask myself, why is David so much a man after God's heart, as Moses was a friend of God? Why is David so much a man after God's heart? And you realize that, you see, when somebody pleases somebody, it doesn't matter the person's fault. You realize the person just likes the person. That's why sometimes people are a bit surprised as to why people like some kind of people. Why do you like this person? Or for all this person's problem, you still like the person. You see, it's because the person's ability to show that I believe in you, you see, is something that many people will cherish. And it seems that God also appreciates and cherishes this thing when people can show that they believe in him. You get it?
Yeah.
When people can show that they believe in him. It is like sometimes when I have baby friends. You have spiritual children. You have people. And then something happens. And you tell them that, oh, let's say, let's use this example. You said, I've forgiven you.
Yeah.
You see? And after about 2 years, 3 years, the person still comes to you. And is pretend, oh, I'm apologizing for what I did 2 years ago. Do you get it? And then you tell the person, ah, but I don't even remember. Because I told you that I've forgiven you. Do you get it? Now, this person, because he or she doesn't believe or think that you are forgiving him or her, you realize that it means that all through the 2 years that the person is coming back to you, there has been something in his or her mind about you. Do you get it? There has been something in his or her mind about you. So you realize that you will not be pleased if you got to know that for all these years that you said, I have forgiven you, the person still has it in mind. So in that, but if another person comes and the person doesn't remember, the person flows everything, you realize that you'll be happier. You'll be happier in the one who believes in you that what you said is true. And this example, you see, he looks very, this it's a very powerful way of understanding what I'm talking about. That you see, when you believe in somebody, you say you trust somebody, and the person speaks, you take the person at his word. And the person is happy. Do you get it? For instance, my biological children, many times they make me, few times they make me angry, depending on the degree. You see, but I realize that sometimes even I can be very angry with them, depending on who is in the line of fire. I can be very unhappy, angry with them. But even in the midst of the anger, so that I'll be so surprised that I'll be in my own, they come and knock and say that they are coming to ask for this, for that. I say, this person, doesn't she know that I'm angry? Doesn't he know that I'm angry? Doesn't the person know that I'm angry? But the person is still coming. Do you get it?
Wow.
Now, what happens is that eventually you even tend to like a person like that. Because you know that the person believes in a certain relationship with you. He or she believes in a certain relationship with you, not a certain kind of... You see, the person has said, if you are my father, then I know that you know I'll make mistakes. But I also know that you are my father. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. So I realize that even me as a human being, I find myself gravitating towards people who show by their actions that they believe you. They trust what you are saying. Hallelujah. That the same way with God. You see, why would God say, David is my friend? You see, a man after my heart. Sorry, David is a man after my heart, and Abraham is my friend. Why would God say that? God would say that because the people pleased him. You see, Abraham pleased God. And why did he? How did he please God? Bible says that he was fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was also able to perform. So even though he hasn't seen it all, but he just believed. So he might have passed somewhere for Ishmael, but he still believed in his heart that what God has promised, he will do it. Hallelujah. He said, believed in his heart that what God has promised, he will still do it. Which is not ordinary. You may think that it's ordinary, but it's not ordinary. His ability, and God saw through his heart. God saw through his heart, and God loved him. And if you look at Abraham, he was the same person God said he should go and sacrifice his son Isaac. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Abraham was the same person that God sent to sacrifice his son Isaac. But eventually he didn't sacrifice Isaac, isn't it? But God said that, now I know that in your heart, you get it? I know that in your heart you have done it and you will do it. You see, so you get to know that sometimes you are surprised why God is doing something for somebody, why God is moving on somebody's behalf, because God looks beyond what you are just implying. And he knows that in your heart. You see, that is why when God says certain things about his children, you get confused. You see that one of God's children that you are, maybe you are there. You want to go and criticize the person. You want to go and crucify the person for what he has done. Then you hear God praising the person. Hey. You hear God reprimanding the person on that thing, dealing with the person on that thing, but just after that, he's praising the person. And he's like, wow, why are you doing that? You see, because there's something that you do that permanently pleases him. And we can use this example, you know, because we are alive, we can't use certain examples whilst we are alive. You get it? But we can use examples of people like David, you know, that, I mean, if you look at all the things that happened in David's life, and you see, you cannot just go and say that David did this, and God said, I still love David. You see, that's the mistake we are doing. You know, there is something that David might have done that you have not done. It's not just the fact that, oh, I've done this, I've gone to confess. Even David did, and you are quoting. You don't hear people, you should understand. You should understand the Bible. You see, you should understand the Bible. You can't say, oh, Abraham, and by the way, what Abraham did really, according to the law, was not necessarily wrong, according to the law, because his wife could recommend the maid. But just that he realized that it just created a certain one or two things. Amen. Hallelujah. So you may say, oh, you know, some people say the righteous are 4:70, and they will use David as an example to if you like, if you are trying to comfort themselves in their problems, you see. But what you don't know is that there's something deeper. Something deeper. He has already, you see, the person has already pleased God. Already pleased God. And then because there's normally people have mistakes and everything, then it comes. But I need you to know that God is impressed. God is moved for people who have faith. Amen. And last week I gave you certain examples that your faith just attracts God. It makes God to look your way. It makes God to look your way. And you can see again that throughout the Bible, the people who were blessed, everybody who was blessed in the Bible. And today I just want to still talk about making yourself attractive to God. And I have chosen this particular time because I know these times, things will come to your mind. Things that you feel, I need to do this. And you see, faith is not rationalizing the word of God. Faith is believing in the word of God. Believing in the word of God. Amen. So I gave you the Mark chapter 5, verse 34, isn't it? I give you Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Where, after all is said and done, Jesus turned to the woman with issue of blood and said, daughter, thy beauty has made you whole. Is that what he said? No. Daughter, your love has made you whole. Daughter, your faithfulness has made you whole. No. He said, daughter, thy faith, your faith has made thee whole. Hallelujah. Yeah. Blind man Bartimaeus, he also received his sight miraculously, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, people were disturbing him. People didn't want him to go to Jesus. They were telling all manner of things, but he was disturbing. He said, just called out to Jesus. Eventually, it wasn't the calling. It wasn't a forcefulness. But Jesus said that thy faith had made thee whole. Mark 10:52. You see, Jesus said that thy faith. So, in the midst of everything that you are doing, do you get it? There is something else that God looks at. You see, in the midst of the talking, in the midst of everything, there's something, and that is what actually works for you. Because you'll be surprised that probably others too went to Jesus crying even louder than blind man Bartimaeus. You'll be shocked that others went to Jesus crying louder. Just as when Jesus asked, who touched me? Peter was confused because a lot of people were touching him. But he realized that there was a touch with the difference. There was a touch with the difference. So in the same way, you see, you can do things. You can shout. You can come to church. Sometimes we come to church and when the young guys are in front, they are dancing. And they are shaking their head like that, shaking their head and doing this. I always say to myself, I wish what the person is doing is from his heart. Because what he's doing is something that demands a reward. God likes it. God loves people who praise him. He loves it. But as to whether what you are doing would actually attract God on you and bring the blessing, it's actually coming from what is coming from your heart. Your belief in it. Do you see? So you get to know that even though you can pray for hours, but even that
prayer is not in your, you don't have faith in the prayer, it doesn't please God. And actually, that Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Actually, that's what it is. He who comes to God must believe that he is. How do you go to God in prayer? Do you get it? If you come to God, we use it like when you're also coming for worship, when you're coming for everything, but ideally it's for prayer. That when you come to God, believe that he is. Believe that he is. So you are going to pray, and you don't believe that he is. I'm telling you, I mean, you also ask yourself, if what you are doing doesn't please God, do you get it? For instance, there have been times that my worship team will be leading worship. And the whole church, they'll be dancing. They'll be dancing. We want more. We want more. We want more. And as they are dancing, when they look at my face, they realize that my face is expressionless. It's like I'm actually angry. What people are shouting, people are praising, but I'm actually angry. Because, you see, what they are doing doesn't please me. You see? And what you don't also know is that of all the people, let's say, in the church at that time, we have come to serve God. And then God has nominated his servant to come and preach. And then his servant, who is bringing the word of God, knows that when you do A, B, C, D, the anointing will come on me and I'll hear from God and preach. So instead of looking at the servant and bringing down the anointing for the servant to deliver the word of God, you are busy concentrating on pleasing the crowd. And that's what many worship leaders do. They don't actually please God. They please the crowd. As long as the crowd is dancing. So that's what many of our worship songs is Jama. Jama and Kasa. You know, no, those are good songs. I'm saying that when every song can go to a certain realm. Yeah. And there's some of the Jama songs, they're also good in praising God. Yeah. If we understand it. Yes. But I'm saying that oftentimes, most of the songs, so sometimes when you are leading worship and you get to a point that people will start mentioning a certain song. Those days, we have to have a song. As soon as the song comes, you see people, and it's like, it's almost like the ekom of the abonsam is what we also want to do is song. Hey! And I use Shabakata Yande. You know, I'm talking about pleasing God of faith. You know, to the extent that, Ruben, to the extent that I am telling you, you can pray for two weeks nonstop. If you don't have faith, it will not please God. Then somebody may go to God with full of faith. Go and stand there and pray for some powerful 1 hour. Go at least 1 hour. Powerful 1 hour. And he's praying. And he comes out and the person seems to be progressing. And you don't understand. You see, many years ago or sometime ago, I used to think that, oh, this person is very spiritual. Why is this person not blessed? Why, even me, I used to compare people to myself. I mean, maybe somebody has been in SU for a long time. So I said, why not the person? The person is better than me. This person is better than me. But at a point, I stopped thinking like that. I realized that when it comes to God, the way we please God is just by faith. Do you get it? So you might have been in the Lord for how many years? Somebody can come to God today. It is the person's faith that will determine how much God will bless him. And the breakthrough that will come in a person's life. Hallelujah. And ladies and gentlemen, there's so much faith around. I mean, so much faith that there are security reasons so that you don't want to say certain things. But there's so much faith around. If you have faith, you realize that sometimes things even happen. You don't know how they happen, but it has happened. You just need to say this. I will do this. And then you have God as part of it. But I realize it's being done and you yourself, you are surprised. So be a man of faith. Be a woman of faith. That is what happened to Bartimaeus. All the people were crying. But Jesus turned to Bartimaeus and said, thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. Thy faith has made you. Next week, I'm going to even go deeper into this faith thing, because I really feel that we need to see. I feel that so many Christians are not living by faith. Do you get it? For instance, when I see people, I use prayer as an example. I've used worship as an example. Let me use even another when giving. When I see people giving, all manner of giving, I always ask myself, this giving they are giving, do they really believe that as they give, it's going to come back to them? Do they really believe? And do they believe that as they are giving, it's not going to come back from the baby, the pastor, or whatever, but it's going to come back from God? And that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. But it will come. Hallelujah. So I always ask myself, when I'm taking first and best, and people come to the front, as I pray for that, and if you realize, I always pray a certain prayer, Lord, as they have come, let your word come to pass in their lives. They have done your word. Let your word, because I believe that as they have come, it shouldn't be that they have just come to give. No, it shouldn't be. It is a giving with a promise. And you see, he that comes to God must believe that he is. So as you are coming, you take your step and you are coming to the front. You must believe that you are coming to God to give something, to believe God for something, to receive. And all the blessings he has said, you should believe that it's going to happen. That is the faith that will make you see miracles in your life. So sometimes when I have certain people tell me about maybe this problem, I'm having this problem at this place. I tell you, you don't deserve that problem. You don't deserve that. You deserve better. You deserve a better treatment at your workplace. You deserve a better treatment by your this, by your that, and whatever. You deserve a better treatment. Why? By your faith. You cannot come and be serving God. You cannot come and be giving to the church, helping the church of God, giving them an MP, center support, everything plus your tithe. And then when you are in trouble, what has been given to you to exercise? You don't exercise it. Why do you think that faith has been given to you? To exercise it. So those are the times that you stand on your feet and you say certain things because you have every right to stand on it and say it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he said your faith. Your faith will make you have that job. Yes. Your faith will make you have that job. Your faith will make you have that marriage. So all those who are having their jobs, they're having their marriage, they are getting breakthroughs, they have a certain faith that they are using. Especially if they serve the Lord. I have always told you that there are two forces that blesses. One blesses with condition. Because the devil was able to, wanted to bless Jesus, if you like. Amen. So use that faith. Exercise it. Hallelujah. Many, you see, and in your exercising of faith, which I'm sure will go deeper in it, God willing, next week, Wednesday. But in the exercising of your faith, make sure that you never, ever, you know, reverse any good thing that God is doing for your life by saying a negative thing. No matter what happens, I will prefer not to talk than to comment on a situation that I don't have the heart to believe that this mountain will be moved. You get it? I'll prefer to be quiet. Yes, because I am very, you see, Bible says what you say from your mouth has the ability to determine the future of that thing. So I'll prefer to be quiet. I prefer to be quiet till I build my faith. Because no situation should come that should make you say a negative thing. So the mere fact that you are going to say a negative thing means that you don't have a certain faith. And you get to know that faith increases. You see, faith increases and it increases by your exercising. So I'll prefer not to talk. Because when I talk, I am exercising my faith. But now I'm exercising the faith in a certain way, in a doubtful way. Are you understand what I'm saying? Wonderful. Now, when it comes to another person, you know, the 10 lepers who came to Jesus, that Jesus should heal them. Jesus healed them, isn't it? Yeah, and they were supposed to go and see the priest. You realize that the one person who came back, Jesus ended by saying to him in Luke 17:19. Jesus ended by saying that, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, why is it that The person was whole already. It wasn't he whole already? And he came to thank God. But then the pastor said, look, you. And he, you know, remember before he said that, he asked, where are the nine? Where are the nine? So immediately he had to let us know that this nine, they don't have a certain faith. And obviously, it was likely that their sickness was going to come back. It was very likely. Otherwise, they were going to also probably not, you know, sometimes healing is not all. When say God bless you, it's a holistic blessing. You are healed and you walk in total blessings. Amen. So when the, Jesus told that your faith. So it could mean that even when all the 10 people came, you may be surprised, maybe just the one person who brought them. Maybe he's the one even who suggested that they come to Jesus. The Bible doesn't say that, but if you go into it, you may be very surprised that he was the one who probably suggested that they should go to Jesus. So that's why when they were going and they were healed, he had the presence of mind to go back to Jesus to say thank you. Because as far as he was concerned, it was Jesus. He had faith enough to believe that it was Jesus who actually had healed him. So faith impresses God. Wow. If there's anything that will make God to say that, you know, so you do things and your boss, your wife, your husband, anybody who has a part to it will say that, I'm impressed. Wow. How many of you want to hear this word from God? I'm impressed. Hey, I'm impressed with your prayer life. And he said, Lord, this person's prayer life. But I'm in the same house with this person. I pray 20 hours. This person prays only 45 minutes. But at least it should be 1 hour. This person prays only 1 hour. Why are you impressed with this person? And God will say that, you don't know. I'm impressed with him. Because anytime he is coming to me, that just the 1 hour he's come to spend with me, he pleases me. When he's coming, he just says, hey, let me go to God. He goes like this. Let me go to God and tell God what I need. And I know I'll live with that thing. And God said, well, I'm impressed with that guy. So every time God is waiting for that guy to come. As you are there praying, God is waiting. Where is my man who pleases me? Where is my woman who pleases me? I love to hear his prayers. I love to hear her prayers. In the name of Jesus, may you be that person in Jesus' name. God will love to hear your 30 minutes prayer of faith. That's what the Bible said, the effectual fervent prayer. That's a prayer of faith. Prayer that you believe. It means that anytime you are praying, believe. Oh, believe that you are talking to a God who is responding. You are talking to a God who is responding. And God always answers our prayers. Hallelujah. God always answers our prayers. And God answers our prayers, I tell you. Just this past week. Sunday is this week, isn't it? So let's say Thursday. Then somebody sends me a test. And then the test, the person tells me about some wild dream that she had had. I mean, wild Nigerian kind of film dream with all manner of descriptions and rituals and all manner of things. So I said to her, go and pray. Go and pray. And then I said to her, call me around this time. So I think there's Saturday or so, I sent a person a text that I told her to call me on Monday. But I told the person, Monday I'll not be. So it's not that I was doing it, but I just felt I sent a person that Monday to call me on Tuesday afternoon or something. Call me on Tuesday afternoon or something, I've forgotten. And I said that, look, God is going to answer your prayer, but I pray about it, demand an answer. So as the person called me, when I told her to call me on Tuesday, so as the person called me, I just asked her one question. And it wasn't on my mind, I just asked her one question. That question I asked her, actually the question I asked her was that, did you take the communion, when we took the communion, did you take it with us? Then the person said, oh, I didn't take the communion. So I said, why? So I was thinking of maybe because of the dream and all those kind of things, I said a lot of things are involved. So I was when he said, oh, don't worry, next time take the communion. But I just went and said, so why didn't you take the communion? Eventually, oh, he said, oh, but I don't, and my phone was not working, so I didn't attend the service. I said, wow. So I asked again, then, why didn't you listen to the radio? When I said, why didn't you listen to the radio? Then she was quiet. She was quiet for a while. So I said, okay, you know what? That is the answer to your dream. That, I can't tell you the dream, but that's the answer to your dream. And the breadth of the dream was that she had had a dream, and the effect was that she was going to be, there's a church happening. And as the church was happening, I need to summarize this dream. As the church was happening, inside the church, some guys have come to stand behind the church and they were performing some rituals. And as they were performing some rituals, they took a baby and they were performing rituals with the baby. As the church was going on, they were performing rituals with the baby. And the church was so full that, I'm sure she couldn't even see my face because they're so full. So they were performing, but she found herself telling herself in the dream that, oh, maybe this is the husband I dreamt about, because I've always dreamt about a man like this to marry. He said, this is the child, because I always dreamt about having a child like this. So this is the child. You know, that is it. I won't tell you the rest. So as soon as he said, I said, now I know I have an answer to your dream. He said, how? I said, I told you to pray, isn't it? I said, when you pray, were you expecting answers from God? He said, yes. I said, yes. Your answer has come. And she was surprised. How has my answer, how did it come? I said, your answer has come in the sense that you are going to give in to deception. Because right in the church, I'm preaching, and people can come and stand in the church performing rituals, and you can say in your dream that perhaps this is the man. I mean, what can happen? How can you think about this?
How?
You know, so I just said, this is, in fact, when she told her, I was saying that this dream is very wild. How am I going to? And so I was just going to probably give you another prayer topic. Then I said, this is your prayer. This is your prayer. When you say, believe that, look, what you are asking for, God will answer. And I believe when I said, I don't know, I said, call me around this time. And I didn't know what I was going to tell her, but I just believed God. And I told her, I didn't tell her to go and buy. I told her, see, then you are fortunate you came to me. Because the dream you told me there, it got serious, how do you call it? How do you do that thing? Rituals. It requires serious rituals and serious hoodious directions. I said, in different ways. I said, you are fortunate. You are fortunate. Do you get it? But you see, when I finished, I called the person's pastor and I said, I'm very surprised. You see, because I told the person, when the person told me the dream, I knew that this dream, there is something in it about that I need to tell this girl about. I didn't know what it was. And I just said, pray, the answer will come. And I believe that the answer will come. And I just out of nowhere, the answer came. And that's what is going to happen to you too. As you pray and you believe, the answer will just come in something that you don't even, in a way. I've come to see the simplicity of God and the way God does things. I've come to say, look, many times God does things. That's why sometimes your answer is just by you, but you can't see. Because it's so simple. It's so nice. It's so effortless. You don't need to struggle. You know, it's like you are going to buy yourself a new iPhone. And you tell yourself, oh, the iPhone box that cannot open. You get it? Many times, it is likely that you have not read the manual well. Many times, likely. Because if you read the manual well, you will see. For instance, I've gone to buy a thermometer. Usually, when I buy things like that, I really use them. But this one alone, somehow, I don't use it because I don't have confidence that I've done the right thing. I don't know. It's almost like I've not followed the instructions. I know it's not that it is Paul too. I am the one who probably has not read it. Of course, once in a while, there's factory defect. But most of the time that I've seen from Ghanaians and many people, I remember, don't worry, next week we'll go deep into it. Allow me to digress. All this is part of the preaching, you know. As I'm preaching and I'm digressed, I'm just flowing because I know that somebody somewhere has been touched by what I've said. Many times when I preach, people call me and say, Bishop, I was blessed. I realized that it wasn't even the main thing I was talking about. Sometimes it's the digressions. The digressions that came out. Somebody will say, ah, but what is he talking about? I thought he was talking about this. Why is he come here? How do you live? That is the one that usually we end up blessing people. In the name of Jesus. So me and my friend went to buy something. And my friend told me that the thing is spoiled. I should turn the thing back. I said, this, we bought it in Korea. How can you say it is not a sport? So I told my friend that I think that you are not doing something right. No. Yes, so I told the person that you are not doing something right. So I told the person that, not my friend, someone else was trying to pray the thing. So I told the friend, my friend who bought the same thing, his is working. Why is yours not working? He said, oh, give a certain distance, the length of the room, the distance that he travels. I said, ah, what are you saying? You are even confusing me the more. So I said, you know what? My first instinct is that you are wrong. And then the producer is right. So let's call my friend. You'll be surprised. When I called my friend, he just said that, oh, when you read the manual, when you read the manual, then number 5, do this. So he took the person who was installing the step by when you go to number 5. So instead of doing that, do this. As soon as he did, the thing started working. Not knowing that as the thing was, as the instructor was saying, do it that the person's mind was saying, no, if you do this, it will not work. So often, you are the one making a mistake. What I'm trying to say is that faith is so simple. The things of God are so easy to understand that if you are having to struggle to understand, if you are having to use water to look inside, to read the Bible in water, if you are having to go for a bath, then you realize there's something wrong. Because that's not how it should work. Hallelujah. Faith works for people who believe. Faith works for people who use it and practice it. And as long as you practice your faith, use your faith. Your faith is given to you to use. It's not given to you to talk about it. It's given to you to use. Hallelujah. So may God bless you this evening. May your faith increase. I'm believing God that this is about the third week I'm preaching about faith. I'm believing God that by now our faith has moved small. If anything, has moved small. And the way you can know that your faith has moved small is the breakthroughs you can engineer with your faith. If whatever breakthrough you can engineer with your faith, that will show that you are exercising your faith. So God bless you. God willing, we'll meet on Sunday and next week as well. We'll meet. But I want you to take your offering for this evening. I want you to quickly take your offering and your first and best quickly. We have just about 3 minutes and we'll be off air. So take your offering and then take your first and best. Those of you watching on Facebook, I'm sure it's on the screen. But if you're watching me, if you're listening to me on radio, you want to give your offering through MTN, Momo, exercise your faith in your giving. Exercise faith in your giving. Just start right away. Don't wait and say, well, I'll start exercising my faith from tomorrow. You want to exercise your faith in giving your offering, your first and best. MTN is 0558-742-922. MTN is 0558-742-922. And then Vodafone is 050-940-0044. Vodafone again, 050-740-0044. Give a good offering. Give your first and best. Believe God. Give by faith. See, don't just give, but exercise it. Exercise faith. Say, look, this, what I'm giving, will make me live forever. Will make me eat forever. Will make me pay my bills forever. Will make me do this forever. Just believe God. And don't just give. Believe God and give by faith and be blessed. Give your first and best with your number and you'll be blessed. Amen. Those of you who watch on Facebook, all our services, we're going to encourage you, especially those in centers and basantes, to create watch parties. So if your watch party group calls you, you should be able to respond and join a watch party. You're going to now enable us to minister percenter by percenter, center by center, Pastor Baba, we'll be able to know those in the ministry, those in the area, those in whatever who are watching together with a group of leaders. I believe that we are moving higher and not higher. So keep giving. I'm going to pray for you very soon. Keep giving. Write down the number. Even maybe after I preach, pray for you, you can still give. God bless you. Now I want you to say this with me, wherever you are. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins and make me your child.
Me your child.
From today, I confess with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
Thank you.
That I'm yours.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
Let
us pray. Father, I thank you for this evening, for all those who are giving. Bless their giving, oh Lord. Bless their giving. This is seed that they have sown. May this seed grow. May this seed come back to them in several ways as a blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bless the rest of our days. Bless the rest of our lockdown. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are the word at the beginning.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live this and the coming Sundays at Bishop Ishmael Sam -DHMM from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for the period that social gatherings, including church gatherings, are not rightfully allowed. Stay tuned and God bless you.